Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by our insurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 Rand. Rested and relaxed. Welcome back, Adam. Hope your little holiday was well.
Morning. Yeah, it was very good. Yeah, a bit of sun, a little bit of wind. It was the Canary Islands, after all. They're not in the middle of the Atlantic for nothing. They got blown there. But really good food and copious amounts of good red wine. And am I relaxed? I don't know. I might have had too much food and too much wine.
The cheeks are very roses. I'm sure you got a suntan as well.
Bit of sun kissing, yes. I managed to burn, of course, inevitably, because as I always say to my wife, if we go anywhere near the Canary Islands, it's an African sun, so don't treat it lightly. And I ended up with burnt feet. Brilliant, eh? Brilliant.
But let's start in the Middle East. Rockets and closed border crossings, the latest on the strife in Gaza.
Yeah, Israel now closing the Karam Shalom crossing, which is one of those key aid route crossings. I suppose they all are key aid route crossings these days. Three Israeli soldiers, though, were believed to have been killed in a Hamas rocket attack. And indeed, the armed wing of Hamas has claimed responsibility. These are short range rockets aimed at specifically army targets. It looks like three soldiers killed and 10 others injured. And I don't know if this makes any difference to the so-called mediation talks that have been going on, but 2 days of talks have not produced anything yet, trying to get a ceasefire in Gaza, the release of the hostages. And indeed, Hamas has said the latest round ended and they wouldn't now go to Qatar for the next round. So we'll see. The main sticking point appears to be whether they can get a ceasefire that is either permanent or temporary. Now, why should that make a difference? Well, it does, because there is Israel's stated aim of destroying Hamas. So therefore, Hamas does not want anything too temporary, as it were.
And then hacking for blackmail, targeting psychiatric patients in Finland.
I haven't heard of this before. It sounds like a plot for a good thriller, maybe one of those 90s psychological thriller type things. But anyway, here we have, in true life, a notorious hacker. He was well known for being a bit daring as a teenager, if you like, and for brushing with the law. But he went too far. Julius Kivimäki from Finland. He's been imprisoned after an 11-year cyber crime spree. Essentially, he was blackmailing thousands of therapy patients with their stolen session notes. So it's thought he hacked into 33,000 therapy patients' notes, so who've gone to psychiatrists, etc., in Finland, and then used the information within, whether it was secrets about extramarital affairs or sexual peccadilloes or confessions of crimes, whatever, is telling their psychiatrist on a one-to-one, completely closed door basis. And yet he went into the notes, hacked it, and then started blackmailing the patients using all that information as a bargaining chip. Anyway, he's now behind bars. This has caused enormous shockwaves in Finland. All this began in 2020 during the pandemic lockdowns. And there is that feeling, that's when it came to light. Anyway, there is that feeling that, you know, an awful lot went on during those pandemic lockdowns. And some of it is only just coming out, including this case.
And then Free Madonna, the Queen of Pop's amazing freebie in Brazil.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe make you nervous thinking you get a free Madonna with every Lester Kivitz show. I mean, it's possible. She put on a free concert on Saturday night on the Copacabana beach in Rio de Janeiro. I mean, if you're going to do it big. And it is thought 1.6 million people turned up for a load of free Madonna. Rio, here we are in the most beautiful place in the world, she declared. And it's difficult to argue when you see the pictures. You go, yeah, it does look pretty nice, doesn't it? It was the final stop of her celebration tour. I mean, it's less than a year ago that she was pretty much at death's door with a bacterial infection and she'd collapsed unconscious, but she came back. She put on her shows and she resumed her, or kind of really only began her world tour, started in London in October. And I mean, this is the Queen of Pop, who's had 71 hits, 13 number one singles. And thanks to the era of the montage, she did rather a lot of them on the Copacabana. But there is a very disgruntled person out of all of this, and that is my wife, who paid over £200 to see Madonna at the O2 Arena in London, didn't get a free show, and had six blokes in front standing up throughout the entire gig, so she could never sit down, even for the slow numbers. She's not best pleased.
I once went to a Madonna cabaret tribute concert, and it was called Like a Virgin.
That's good.
It was actually quite good. Well done to them.
That's good, yeah.
But Adam, take a bow. I'll see you tomorrow. Nice to have you back.